Hear again the word of the Lord. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And today you're here celebrating the Lamb's High Feast. You are an esteemed guest. You have received an invitation from the King himself. The crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ is the high point of our Lord's year. The other high point being his incarnation and nativity. They go together, Christmas and Easter. At Christmas, we celebrate the Word made flesh, the incarnate God. Mary bore a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And at Easter, we see why he has taken on flesh. This little lamb has come to go forth uncomplaining, to die and shed his blood for you. Now, God being divine cannot die. And fallen man being sinful can do nothing but die. But at Christmas, the Son of God becomes man. That is, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Now there exists one who is both God and man. He possesses a divine and a human nature. His divinity has not been changed or diminished by his incarnation. He remains eternally God. But now, paradoxically, he is more. He is God and man. Now, Jesus must be God so that he can sacrifice himself on behalf of all mankind. Even if he was merely a perfect man, he could only offer himself in place of one man. As God, he makes a perfect sacrifice for all of you that can be accepted for all men. By his blood being shed, the angel of death sheathes its sword. He must be God, but he must also be man. He must have a human nature so that he can stand as one of us and die in our place. It will do no good for God to merely turn a blind eye to your sin and to your death. No, he must stand in place of sinners and suffer death himself, suffer the punishment of sin himself. By his suffering, death, and burial, he becomes the mighty victim who suffers for you. On Good Friday, it was God that hung upon the cross. Not divinity, but the one who dies is truly God. He takes on a human nature so that he can lay down his life for us. He lays down his life. It was not taken from him. And so he can take it up again. And that's what we celebrate today, his glorious resurrection. Now no more can death appall. Now no more can the grave enthrall you. For he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Death has lost its power because your sins have been forgiven. They are paid for. You cannot die now. Because the one who died on Good Friday and rose on Easter Sunday has died and rose for you. Again, he is God and man. His death pays for your sins, and his resurrection guarantees yours. This is truly our Easter triumph and our Easter joy. For you have been united with his death and with his resurrection in holy baptism. There you were buried with Christ. Your sins were forgiven. Your debt was paid. Satan's dominion ended because of the triumph of the cross. In those waters of holy baptism, you not only were buried with Christ, you were also raised with Christ by God's work. It was faith. You were dead in your trespasses and sins, unbelieving, a son of unrighteousness. And he sent to you parents, pastors, and other people, other Christians, to speak his word to you. From the tomb, he sent forth his glorious gospel. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And your sins are forgiven. Death is defeated. And the water of holy baptism seals this promise to you. He instituted his holy sacrament of water so that you too might die and rise with him. As the flood killed everyone but Noah and his family, and as the Red Sea let Israel through but destroyed hard-hearted Pharaoh and his soldiers, so too the water works death and life. In those waters, and by the power of his word, you died to sin and you rise to Christ. You triumphant go through the wave that drowns your foes. And that precious gift of holy baptism is not a one-time use thing. It's not a mulligan. Though you are only baptized once, you may use this gift your whole life. That is why we generally try to not avoid saying, I was baptized, but we say, I am baptized. Because this sacrament is meant to be used your whole life. It's given to you so that you can always return to it. And you return to those waters when you confess your sins, as we did at the divine service. Through that confession, you die to sin. And whenever you hear the word of absolution spoken by his servant, you rise. Whenever he speaks to you, I am he who died for your sins. I am also he who has been raised for your justification. And I, therefore, on your confession, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And dear Christians, if you have died and been raised with Christ here through baptism and through the absolution, then when Christ appears, you also will appear with him in glory. In the name of Jesus, Amen.